or the catchphrase. What's Wendy's catchphrase? Yeah. Wendy's's?
What is Wendy's catchphrase? I
have a Wendy's burger is going to be in your mouth.
Well, I was going to try to look at whatever pamphlet they gave me in my to-go bag, but yours is better, so we'll just stick with that.
Why can't they do that? Well, they should really take advantage of that joke. Yes,
it's so good.
What's up, everyone? You're listening to Fetch a Pail.
It's your favorite friendship podcast about life,
culture.
Definitely not us.
I'm Jackie, your queer, trans, she, her, POC, POS.
And I'm Jill, your resident other person on the podcast. I said podcast!
Hell yeah.
I was so close.
Another solid intro from us.
We plan it like this. You know that, right?
That's this right. Is just
expert comedy.
This is all scripted, and we're very convincing that it's not.
I'm impressed.
What's up, Jill?
What's up with you?
We are recording today, but we also released that last episode today.
We did it.
It just came out.
We recorded and released an episode. I'm genuinely proud of us.
It's amazing, right?
Yeah.
You probably won't hear this until next Thursday. It's probably Thursday again.
Every time it's Thursday. I have some difficulties with time and calendars. So if everything being a Thursday is a problem for you, you're not alone, listener. Okay, you talk now.
I just decided that I'm going to look at you.
Okay, that's nice. I'm looking at you.
Jill and I are looking at each other. We're experimenting with new ways to record and see each other. And today is a new sort of way that we're doing it. So bear with us.
You better.
I'm feeling a little tickle in my throat today.
I don't like that.
I don't like that either. I did just spend a weekend with a bunch of people and on airplanes.
Bad. All bad.
Yeah, all bad stuff. And I've been like lozenging all day. Do you know what I mean?
I do. That's a commonly used gerund. That's a kind of verb, if you didn't know.
Okay. But I think something's coming. Which I'm kind of relieved that it's coming now and not before I went to this weekend thing.
That's true. So was it worth it? Before you're actually sick, decide.
Yes. It was worth it. So this last weekend I went and competed in the Women's World Championships. And
in Indiana.
In beautiful, populous Indiana. And it was I had fun. I had fun. I played very poorly.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. I played very, very poorly, and it was very discouraging, very humbling. But I had a good time. I met a lot of really amazing people. Indiana's a shithole. Sorry to our Indiana listeners. pretty awful town, but it was a fun experience nonetheless.
Well, I'm glad that you had a fun time. Sometimes losing can just really ruin your day. So proud of you for making the best of it.
Thank you. Yeah, losing every day was pretty awful. You know, there was qualifying, which I didn't qualify for. I played poorly, and there were some, you know, losers tournaments for the people that didn't play well, and I did really bad at the losers tournaments.
Oh shit.
So it was tough. But I, you know, I did play poorly, but that's not the only excuse. Like, everyone there was so fucking good as well.
Right.
So, like, it's not just that I played poorly. It's that everyone played so good, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, even when I felt like I played okay and had, like, a comfortable score, you were never safe. Because you're playing with the top women in the whole world.
Yeah.
So even when you're like, oh, okay, I got this in the bag, your next opponent just comes up and just, like, kills the game.
Goddamn.
It's wild. It's wild, but it's awesome to be part of, you know?
Yeah.
And they took good care of us. We had our own section in this arcade. We had our own lounge so we could, like, watch and cheer on, you know, the other women. And the arcade was pretty cool. All the games were set up really nicely. At one point, this MAGA dude, like, walked into the women's tournament area and was like, we were like, oh, I'm sorry, you can't be here. And he's like, you don't get to tell me where I get to be. And it was awful and scary. And I was reminded that I was in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, that's why we have women's pinball, is because of stuff like that. So aside from that little incident, it was a really cool experience. And I really hope that I qualify again for next year and bring my A game, because, man, I don't think any of those women think that I can play pinball.
Oh, shit. Well, you're just going to have to practice.
Yeah.
But it's not the worst thing.
It's not the worst.
Play more pinball. I still
play more pinball. You know, that's always something that I'm down to do. I'm hungry. Like, after that humbling experience, I'm like, I need to get my ass to Burger King and get some more Whoppers. But yeah, no, I'm like hungry to get better and to play good-er and to not play so poorly, which I normally don't. You know, it's funny though. Like, I went out last night to go play pinball, and I feel worse. I feel like I'm, like, now in a slump.
Uh-oh, you got the yips.
I do got the yips, and I need to, I don't know, pick up ping pong or something for a little bit so I can get this out of my system.
Just do something else. Yeah, that's a good idea.
So
it'll come back around.
Totally, and it usually comes back better, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Usually if I take a break and I come back, it's like, oh, wow, I'm better than before. So fingers crossed that happens.
I believe in you.
But yeah, I went to Chicago. Chicago, I was briefly there. It was funny. I got on the train in Chicago, and right away, this man across from me lit up a cigarette while the train was going, and I was like, "Oh, Chicago, okay, Chicago gets down."
Is that allowed, or was he just a rule breaker?
I think he's just a rule breaker. And it's probably not even that common. I just thought it was a funny coincidence.
Yeah. That would have freaked me out. Am I in the past? It's 1997 in Chicago. You can smoke fucking anywhere.
Then I took the train to my friend's house, and then we took a 3-hour road trip to Indiana. I tried Culver's, which is a popular fast food place.
Oh, okay. I was like, I don't know what that is.
They had cheese curds. Everywhere had cheese curds, which is kind of cool. And they were okay. I much prefer A&W cheese curds.
Were they squeaky?
They weren't that squeaky. In fact, I don't even remember feeling a squeak.
Yeah,
I don't recall a squeak. Yeah, exactly.
Otherwise, they're just like little mozzarella nubs, you know?
Yeah, and the coating was like fine. The A&W cheese curds are like crunchy.
Oh.
And these were not like crunchy. They were kind of just like bready.
Can you tell me where there is still an A&W?
We got them here in the Bay.
Oh, I do like an A&W, but we haven't had one around here for some time.
Yeah, is there still one in Port Orchard, like the sit-down
No.
one? Shame.
She's gone.
It's a damn shame.
It really is. If I'm going to have a root beer float, it is going to give me diarrhea. So, in order for that to be worth it, it's got to be A&W. So now I just don't do it. It's
There's
sad.
a place near my apartment that's it's like a 19 it's like a 30s 40s ice cream parlor type place.
Oh, well, that's cute.
It's very cute, and they use all the old ingredients
Like
like
a real
elixir.
soda fountain.
Yeah, exactly. And like elixirs and potions or stuff like that. But they have this Earl Grey float.
Oh.
And I'm telling you, it's better than any root beer float you've ever had. It's so good.
I'd probably like that.
I
Is
think you
it
would.
carbonated?
It is. And it's
Okay.
not an Earl Grey tea, it's
Right.
flavoring of Earl Grey and this little tincture. Tincture.
That
Tincture.
is a tricky word. Sure.
Tincture. But it's very tasty. Yeah.
Were there any good things about Indiana other than the people you met there? Do you eat any tasty things or just okay cheese curds only?
Okay, cheese curds. What else did I have? I mean, we ate a lot of food in the Airbnb. We went to Meijer's. Spelled Meijer, which
No.
is a giant, yeah, no, which is a giant grocery store. And we just like bought snackies. I mean, I ate like shit while I was there. That's like
Okay.
vacation style, you know?
Got it.
I did go to a Dairy Queen, which I haven't had in a long time, but those are fairly common.
Hot eats, cool treats.
That's right.
We should play a game where you say a fast food and I say a slogan. I'm probably good at it.
McDonald's.
Eat good.
Oh,
It's
you're not
I'm
very good
loving
at
it, right? I'm
it.
loving
Yeah,
it.
I'm loving
Just I panicked. I didn't know we were gonna play right
it.
now.
This will be a fun game though, for the future.
Yes.
Game
Bada ba
ideas.
ba ba. Eat good.
Eat Burger King.
Oh. Yeah, yours is better.
Yeah. But yeah, otherwise, I mean, it was mostly the people that made that trip really fun.
Yeah. So
I
the
met a lot
person
of.
you stayed with is someone you know from how?
Yeah, I had four friends that stayed in an Airbnb. One of them is a pinball gal that used to live here that now lives in Seattle. One of them is a pinball gal that still lives here. And the fourth person I didn't know, but we became quick friends. They were friends with one of the other gals that lives in Chicago.
Got it.
But there were also, you know, a few queer and trans people at the tournament, and I became friends with this other trans person, and we hit it off and hung out a lot, and it was fun. We both weren't participating in the finals, so we
Observers.
got to observers, yeah. So we got to just like kind of play games on the side all day. It was fun.
Well, it sounds like overall a really great trip.
Yeah, it was a fun experience. I wish that I played better, but it was a fun
Sure.
experience.
Did you had a lot going on the last time we talked, right before you went on that trip? Did you go and see a room at a place?
Yeah, and the room was perfect
Oh.
and very, very promising that it was gonna happen, but
And then it
it
didn't.
did not. Yeah, so
Ah,
zero for
shoot.
zero actually.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
I thought we had a deal, universe.
That's right.
Talked about this.
Yeah,
Jackie's turn to get a break.
they did not have my back,
Nope.
them universe.
Them did not.
Them did not. But it's fine. Something else will happen. Something will come along. In fact, I have some good news.
Oh, good.
Which I kind of have to, I think maybe I have to tell everyone the bad news before I can tell you the good news. But back last spring, I started bartending and running a pinball tournament. I don't know if we ever talked about that on the podcast, but I had this really awesome situation where I was hosting a weekly pinball tournament at this bar, my favorite bar, Gestalt, and also bartending. And so it was good money. I was running tournaments, which I love to do. And it was just like the perfect scenario. And that happened for about 2 months. And then the owner accused me of stealing.
So shitty.
So
the fuck?
I couldn't work for him anymore.
Obviously. So
we stopped doing tournaments there, stopped working there. And I have heard over time that he's felt a lot of regret, but I've never heard anything from him. But recently he has started texting me, and he sent me a text like a week and a half ago saying, "Hey, I heard you're 14th in the world. Congratulations." And I was just like, "Thanks." And then the day that I left for Indiana, he sent me a text that just said, "Do you want to do tournaments here again?" No apology, no nothing.
Oh my god.
So that was weird, and I basically just said, you have a lot more to say, and we have a lot more to discuss before I can even consider doing something like that. And he was like, "I agree with you." So then when I got back, he was like, "Hey, do you think you can come in? We can have a conversation." And I went in the other day, yesterday actually, and he apologized. He expressed a lot of regret. Yeah, in person, which I was actually really surprised about. He expressed a lot of regret, and it all felt very sincere. And so we're currently working on how we can make this work again.
Well, that's really exciting. And honestly, I think for it to have been this long and for him to still feel like strongly enough about mending it and trying to move forward, that he's clearly been thinking about it the whole time.
Yeah, I also think the bar isn't doing so well because there's a lot of the pinball community has my back, and a number of people have blacklisted Gestalt. So I think that he's also kind of desperate, but I'll take it.
We take what we can get around here.
Exactly. I mean, I don't have a lot of good fortune these days, so I will accept any thing that comes my way.
That's totally fair. So do you, I mean, when that happened, I remember you being like really surprised and upset by it. Obviously, like you had a pretty decent relationship with this person prior, right? Like, it was surprising that they would think that of you?
Or absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I was very surprised. That's not to say that this man hadn't had issues in the past. He is a new business owner, and he's a micromanager, and he, you know, has a lot to learn when it comes to running a bar. Sure. And so we butted heads a few times, but this was kind of when he accused me of stealing. That was kind of the last straw for me. And I'm like, okay, I can't work for you. And a lot of the conversation that we had yesterday when he apologized was, do you trust me? Like, how are we going to make sure that this doesn't happen again? And so we had a really constructive conversation about that, and I'm not confident, but I'm confident that he will sort of take a little bit more time before he says something so accusatory like that again.
Right.
What is it, like the theory of whatever says that the theory of confrontation says he'll think twice before messing with me or something like that. That's a quote from As Good As It Gets.
I was like, I'm just going to nod. I have no idea what you're talking about. I didn't even pretend very well. That's why you had to tell me what it was about. You knew. You were on to me.
But yeah, so that's
great.
Yeah, I told him that if I was to start there again, it would be in May, so hopefully I can, you know, spend April looking for a new place to live and and start, you know, just kind of getting shit back on track. I feel like I've just been rebuilding in a way.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's probably exhausting.
It is. It's very exhausting. But it is kind of funny, like, starting this podcast again and then potentially going back to work there, it kind of feels like things are falling back into place.
Mm-hmm.
Which is...
They were really in place for you for a time.
Riding high in April, shot down in May.
Mm-hmm.
As my boy Frankie says. But I'm going to change my tune when I'm back on top in June.
That's saying songs I don't know.
It's Frank Sinatra, baby. That's life.
Oh, that Frank.
Yeah.
Old Blue Eyes. See, Blue I know Eyes, stuff.
Yeah. He sang that to me today, and it resonated.
I mean, yeah, pretty directly.
Right?
Yeah. He told you about a story about your own life.
Yeah.
From the past.
So yeah, hopefully that happens and things can start looking up again.
I hope so too.
What's going on with you?
I had a really bad migraine yesterday and a really bad knot in my neck. And so I've just been a real big baby in a lot of pain and trying to work this week. We're training a new employee, which is going great, except that I'm not there sometimes when I'm sick. So it's just been kind of a lot to juggle, but yeah. Mostly feeling positive about everything.
That's good. Now, I don't think you're a baby. I think that your pain is legitimate and that doesn't make you a baby.
Oh, thank you.
But also shout out to that new employee. I know who you are.
Yeah, you know who you are, new employee. I don't know if he listens to current episodes, but he has listened to the show. Okay. So shout out.
So, have you had any tasty things? Have you put anything inside you? Is that how we do this segment?
Oh, segmenting. Yes. This is actually very exciting. We got another Wendy's.
Oh, fuck yeah. You know what's funny is when we were doing the theme song game, I was trying to think of what Wendy's is, but I... Or the catchphrase. What's Wendy's catchphrase? Yeah. Wendy's is?
What is Wendy's catchphrase? I
have a Wendy's burger is going to be in your mouth.
Well, I was going to try to look at whatever pamphlet they gave me in my to-go bag, but yours is better, so we'll just stick with that.
Why can't they do that? Well, they should really take advantage of that joke. Yes.
It's so good.
Wendy's burger is going to be in your mouth. Yeah, that would be so good.
I really like
it. Someone get Wendy's on the phone. Janice! Paige Wendy's! I have a new assistant. Her name's Janice.
Janice. Yeah. Yeah. I was going to ask. What happened to Samantha? Did she get on
was
your
that
bad
my
side?
Other assistant?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you I don't even remember her.
Oh, my God. She must have fucked up. Yeah, so I was on my way home. I had a long meeting this afternoon, and so I left the office to come home for the meeting, and I was like, what am I going to eat that's between the office and my house? There are not that many drive-through options. And I was like, I remember someone told me they're building a Wendy's. Like, I can't look at the street when I drive by. Somebody had to tell me they were building a Wendy's. I don't know why I didn't notice it. But I went to the internet and I said, hey, internet, where's Wendy's? And they were like, on the way to your house, bitch, it's open.
Let's go.
Let's go. So I went and it's definitely only been open for like a few days because there were, I don't know, 20 cars in line in front of me. People are excited to have a Wendy's. We used to have one on the east side, but it closed when I was a kid. Remember when it snowed a lot and every building collapsed? Every building with a flat roof just collapsed?
I'm trying to picture it. I don't think I can remember. I don't think I was into Wendy's when I lived there.
It's a Dutch Bros now in the old Wendy's location. And it was a pho restaurant for a long time in between.
I do like Dutch Bros.
Yeah, I've always called it Dutch Brothers, and somebody told me that is not correct, and so I'm trying to be cool. Dutch Bros.
But it is correct.
Dutch Brothers, right? Bros is short
Yeah,
for brothers.
exactly.
It's like Mario Brothers.
It's like you're expressing this laid back attitude where I'm not in a rush. I'm in no rush. Like I'm easygoing. I have time. I have plenty of time to tell you about this coffee place, Dutch Brothers. I'm in no rush.
I
It's
can
kind of
say
laid
both
back.
syllables. Yeah,
You know what I
yeah.
mean?
Dutch Brothers. We
I think
got
people that say Dutch
time.
Bros just, they're not experiencing life in the moment. Do you know what I mean? They're rushing through.
Yes. You gotta stop and smell the flowers
Yeah,
sometimes. What's
exactly.
otherwise you'll miss them. It's 'cause they die.
Exactly. That's the saying.
Unless they're perennials. And then you can try again next year.
No one knows the full saying. This is it.
Oh my God, we are doing an idioms podcast. I didn't mean to.
On accident.
This is just what I'm like now, apparently. Okay, we're learning this together, all in real time. Anyway, I had Wendy's for lunch and it was good.
Yum.
What
Wendy's
about
is my
you? What?
favorite fast food burger.
Oh, I actually had a classic chicken sandwich.
Was it square?
No, I don't think I've ever had a Wendy's burger.
Yeah, so I wonder if it's possible to make a square chicken patty, because I've never seen a square chicken.
So many square cows, though.
Yeah, I see
Most
square
common
cows all
kind
the
of
time.
cow. What about you? What you got up inside ya?
So many things recently. But I made chia pudding, overnight
Oh,
chia
okay.
pudding,
Yeah.
and I had it this morning. It was very good. I put some maple syrup in there. I'm gonna cut up some apples for tomorrow and make
To
some
put
chia
in
pudding.
it.
Yeah, so I made it. So I had a chia pudding at the airport, and I had really clean poops all weekend. So I'm like,
Congratulations.
I need to get on the chia pudding train here. And so I looked up the recipe, and it's just like three things.
It is very simple.
I went to Costco yesterday too, and got a bunch of stuff, but I have a year's worth of chia pudding.
You said maple syrup. Chia seeds.
Yeah.
What else was in it? Just milk?
Almond milk.
Almond milk?
Yeah.
Do you try chocolate?
No.
Do you like chocolate pudding?
I think so.
Okay.
I don't
I feel
think.
like I only like chocolate pudding.
I think once I get tired of it, maybe I'll try some chocolate, but it was so good. It's
Oh,
perfectly
good.
sweet and. Oh, I put almond slivers in it. I forgot.
This feels like something I would hate.
Yeah, it's really slimy.
Yeah, the texture might be a nightmare.
But it's good for your butthole.
Didn't have a problem with the texture either. You like
Nah.
it?
Yeah.
It's good.
It's good.
I was leaving the office the other day and I didn't even realize that I was talking out loud and I said, "Go to sleep, little computer." And our new coworker thought it was very funny and was like, "What accent is that?" And I was like, "Did I just talk?" Like, what do
That
you
wasn't
mean?
in my head.
Oh God. So he keeps trying to get me to do the accent, and like even just now, I didn't do a good job because when I try to do it, I can't do it. It just comes out of my mouth sometimes. Oh, and there's so much pressure to perform, and I'm failing.
Dang.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm great at accents.
I also had a new drink from Starbucks that was really good that surprised me.
Is it one of the lavender ones?
Yeah, because I don't like lavender in your mouth.
Right. I don't like lavender in your mouth either.
But I did the lavender matcha.
I was wondering about that one.
It was so good.
Okay. All right.
Which is so weird because I hate the taste of lavender.
Yeah.
But I had to try it.
It tastes like how things should smell, like exactly. Laundry detergent or something. It doesn't taste like something that should be in your mouth.
Right.
Typically. Yeah.
But it was so, so good.
I might have to try it. The pictures are so appealing with the like mostly green and then like the inch or two of purple on top. I keep almost buying it and being like, I just want coffee.
Those colors do speak to me. Like I went through like a pink and green phase in my life.
For sure.
So the purple and green is not a far thing from that. I think I'm getting sick.
Aw, your poor brain.
You know, right? I have a queer corner.
Give it to me.
It's quick.
Quick queer corner. All spelled with C's.
I saw this little news thing that's local to you.
Okay.
Washington is now the 7th state to require LGBTQIA+ inclusive curricula in schools.
Wow.
Isn't that awesome?
That is amazing.
And that explains why your mom is retiring.
In protest. Yeah. That's funny. She's gonna hate that joke. I think she'll laugh, but she'll be concerned that someone might not know it's a joke.
It's totally a joke.
Oh, that's very funny. Well, good for Washington.
Yeah, I know, right? I didn't even know that was already happening. The gay agenda is happening, y'all.
Hell yeah.
We're queering up your kids.
So wild. People worry about that. Nobody cares about your fucking kids.
Really?
Yeah. So goofy. Good for us.
Yeah.
We also did a whole bunch of uncommitted votes on the presidential primary. I know we don't like to get too political.
Fill me in on that.
So I think it happened in maybe Wisconsin's primary first, but it's sort of like a, hey, current president, you got to change some shit about what you're doing before we're going to consider voting for you again, because it's not fine. Yeah. So it's sort of more of a symbolic statement. Obviously, voting uncommitted on a primary ballot doesn't do anything, but it is sending a signal. Which is you don't just have us because you're the only option. You have to also do the right thing.
Totally. So I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah. So between, I think, two states, it was almost 500,000 uncommitted votes, which is pretty significant because the original campaign was let's try and get 10,000. So 500,000 is a few more than that.
Yeah, just a little.
Yeah. Anyway, we're trying. It feels like you can't do anything.
I know, right?
Yeah.
You know what you can do? Is watch some television and movies. Have you done any of that?
That's what I do. That is what I do. We've been rewatching Community. And I saw our friend Caden in an episode the other day. Did you know about this?
No, of Community?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Weird. Just watching the show, and I was like, wait, pause that. And then I zoomed in and was like, hey, I know that guy in the background. He just was an extra in an episode. I had no idea. I've seen
That's
it
awesome.
So many times and never noticed him back there. So I have famous friends. That is neat. And I haven't seen Dune 2 yet because we haven't been going to the theater still very much. There's been so many movies that have come out in the last year.
Yeah.
I saw Barbie in the theater.
I saw Barbie. Barbie was good.
I enjoyed that thoroughly. I actually watched Wonka and liked that more than I thought I would.
I saw Wonka as well.
Did you like it?
I thought it was okay.
Yeah, it was like cute. It was fine.
Yeah, I thought Timothy Chalamet did a great job.
There it's was so weird... funny.
There was a weird I line. Say Tim...
Oh no!
No, we're go doing ahead. It again.
You said Timothy Chalamet, and I always call him Timothée Chalamet. So we did the opposite.
There's a line in that movie where that one that funny English comedian, and they're all they're floating, and there's a line where he goes, "We're gonna fart them out of our bussies."
He did not. Did he really?
Yeah, he did. I feel like everyone missed it, but it's real. People on TikTok are like, "Did this really just happen? Did everyone hear what I just heard?" Yeah, we're gonna fart them out of our bussies. That is a real line from the Willy Wonka movie.
I mean, it is like very surrealist and like kind of a weird, whimsical world.
Yeah.
But I definitely missed that.
Yeah, I'll find a clip. But
please. Okay. Fart about your bussies, I guess.
Fart about your bussies. I just saw a movie on the plane. That is the best movie of the year so far for me.
Okay, ready.
And I thought that it came out recently, but it actually came out in 2021, and it's called The Harder They Fall.
Don't think I've heard of it.
It's a black Western.
Oh, cool.
It's so rad. It's by this guy, James Samuel, and he just recently released another movie called The Book of Clarence, which is a lot of the same actors. I think it stars Lakeith something, that one guy who's from like Get Out. Anyways.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
This movie, The Harder They Fall, is amazing, and I highly recommend it. It's a black Western, so it's a bunch of black cowboys, and the music is incredible. The James Samuel, the guy who directed it, I think was into music first. I think he's like a musical artist, and now he's like delving into directing. But the music is super cool. The cinematography is awesome, like really awesome. There's gunfights. There's like blood. It's like kind of gory. Okay. There's a trans character.
Ooh.
Yeah, that shocked me. It's like everything that Tarantino wishes that he was is this guy.
James okay, Samuel. Great.
I wrote it down with
a pen onto paper so that I might remember because. We have been looking for more movies to watch.
It's on Netflix, and there's a great ending as well. Surprise ending.
I'm sold.
It's very good. Watch that movie. I've also started Beef.
Oh, I've heard about it. Sounds kind of stressful.
It is so stressful.
Yeah, I think I'll pass.
Yeah, it's super stressful, but it's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just got into that. But otherwise, yeah, I haven't watched much. Just been
gaming.
I'm gonna do some gaming tonight.
Me too. We've been playing, and I don't know if you were gonna ask, and maybe I'll ask you instead about your current obsession, but we have been playing Balatro, or maybe it's pronounced Balatro, but I don't know. Anyway, it's a video poker deck builder game. So, like, the hands you're playing are poker hands, but you get these jokers that change what each card does and how many points it's worth. And each round, you have to make a certain amount of chips in order to get to the next round. And it's kind of hard to explain with words, and I don't usually get really into video games. But Jake started playing it a couple of weeks ago, and I was like, you're going to need to make me an account on your PlayStation so I can play card game too. And that's mostly what we've been doing is taking turns playing and like backseating on each other's games and trying to beat like the really hard difficulty modes. And we've just been playing that for like 2 to 5 hours every night for the last couple of weeks.
That's awesome.
It's very fun. It's pretty cheap. It's on Steam and I think Switch. And we've got it on PS5, but it's like $15, I think.
This is a game that you can only play. It's a video game. Like, it's not a game that you can just play with a deck of cards.
Correct.
Huh. Yeah, I'm going to check that out.
It's just based on, like, a 52-card regular playing card deck. And the like standard poker hands, but like you can do some wild shit to your deck. So there are also like five of a kind and a flush house you may be able to get at some point, and kind of some goofy stuff.
Right on. I've done some wild shit with my deck before, so it sounds like it's right up my alley.
Yeah, if you, I mean, no pressure, but if you wanted to stream it, we would watch that.
It's good to know. It's good to know. I'll check it out.
Cool. What have you been obsessed with?
I've been obsessed with a song.
Oh, yeah, classic. You love songs.
What the fuck is this guy's name? Noah Kahn, I think. It's a song called Stick Season, and I think it came out a while ago, but it's been playing a lot on my Spotify. Here's the clip. I thought that if I piled something good and all my bad, that I could cancel out the darkness I inherited from Dad. No, I am no longer funny, cause I missed the way you laughed. Once called me forever, now you still can't call me back. And I love her mom, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink. This guy's lyrics are, the songs are a little like folk poppy, but the lyrics are just so good.
Sounds fun. I'll check it out.
I think that's it.
Yeah, I think we're caught up. I wish that part two of our teaser episode was you being like, I'm amazing at pinball and I got a new place to live. Sorry about that.
Me too. In another dimension.
Yes. Alt timeline Jackie is having a fucking blast.
Hell yeah. Fuck that bitch. I can't stand her.
She's arrogant. Such a show off. Yeah. Oh, I get it. You're happy.
Yeah.
No, it sounds like you got a couple of things moving in the right direction, and I'm glad you had fun on your trip. Even if you couldn't win this time, there's always next Phoebe. Time.
Thank you so much.
So good to talk to you.
Likewise, and I love you, and thanks everyone for listening, and we'll catch you on the far side.
Catch you on the far side.
Bye.
Bye. That was cute. I love it.
I love you.
I love you.